And the Wolverines win the rivalry clash. Paul Bunyan stays in Ann Arbor. Doug Karsh on the call. John Jansen standing right next to him.
Mm-hmm. In the background.
Creative. Michigan played two quarterbacks, and for once, I actually felt like the game plan played to their strengths. They had creative play calls. They avoided turnovers and penalties, and it was a clean game. And then afterwards, it was anything but clean. John, I want to know where you stand on all of it.
On the game?
Wherever you want to go.
Well, let's start there. It was a relief that the game was over, for a relief for us that Michigan won. And I do like the two quarterback system, and I like it because it worked. That's simply it. I don't like having two quarterbacks, and we went through that. I'm not going to rehash that whole argument and conversation, but if you don't have any, then try and get one in the aggregate, which I kind of believe they did. I think the big problem that I had with that process was at the end of the game, they ultimately got first downs with Alex Orji, but on first down, with, 2 minutes left? And the timeouts that Michigan State had, you knew you had to get two first downs. They get one with Alex Orji, and then they go behind the offensive line that struggled mightily against a very good defensive front for Michigan State, and then they ultimately try it on third down, pick up the first. I don't know why we don't get there sooner in play calling, but I'm just glad they eventually got there. That's
the
one gripe that I have.
Yeah. And I felt like, you know, Michigan State outgained Michigan on the ground, which is typically the calling card for this rivalry, but Michigan State squandered a missed field goal chip shot early. They had the fumble before the half. I thought Jonathan Smith didn't realize he had Aiden Childs at quarterback. He kind of coached as though he didn't have a quarterback with a lot of conservative decisions. I thought Sherrone outcoached Jonathan Smith. And there was a lot of heat on Sherrone coming out of the bye and a lot of praise for Jonathan Smith coming out of the bye. Sherrone's team played cleaner. And in a game where we knew it could be sloppy, Michigan was the cleaner football team.
And what was the one stat that I told you was going to decide the game? And it ultimately did. It's the turnover battle. And it was one turnover, even though it was only one.
Directly led to 3 points.
It led to 3 points. And here's what it did going into halftime. Michigan mounts a drive and they score. At which, I don't know how they did it, but they finally did it. And then all of a sudden, you have a missed PAT. And all the energy that and momentum that you created, it was like, hey, okay, we were starting to fill up the balloon, and then it was, it all went away.
Well, MSU jumped them early, right? It was like 93 rushing yards to one. They had marched down the field. Statement, toughness, we're coming into Ann Arbor. And the problem is the drive ended empty.
Oh, I'll give you a stat.
And they should have and could have been up so many more points.
So they missed the field goal, right?
Yeah.
And that was holy cow, I can't believe he missed a field goal. He's a very good field goal kicker. So he misses it. And then they mount another drive. They go down and score a touchdown. At one point, Michigan State had 8 first downs. And Michigan had only run 7 plays total offensively. And even at the end of the game, I mean, the time of possession was still almost 2-1. It was 37 minutes for Michigan State versus 20, almost 23 for Michigan. It was completely lopsided. But it was the turnover that came after that missed field goal that allowed them the opportunity to go out there and take the lead going into halftime. And if you asked anybody at the end of the first half, after just watching it, who do you think should be leading at this time? Your answer wasn't going to be Michigan.
No, and I think there's probably Spartan fans out there that feel like they got one that got away right there. That was a golden opportunity in year one for Jonathan Smith to take the state and the rivalry and get Michigan while they're down. And they didn't. And it's a credit to Michigan with the Sharks circling all week, right? This idea of this team's poorly coached and they can't pick a quarterback and they don't do anything right. And while I don't think it was their finest hour, I think they did what they had to do to win the football game, which is a compliment to coaching. I also thought it was a compliment to coaching that Sherrone Moore denounced the nonsense after the game, didn't feed into the fire of, you know, what took place. And John, I want your interpretation of it. Obviously, people saw Colston Loveland afterwards drop the little bro. What did you make of both the physical altercation and the fact that we're doing the little bro thing again?
I hate the little bro comment. I hated it when Mike Hart did it. I think Mike Hart has actually come out since then and said it was a mistake.
He regrets it.
Yeah. Because that's when you completely change the tenor of the rivalry. And before that, I mean, yes, there's anger, there's hate, there's all this. But now it's become, there's a matter of violence in this. And it's not the 3.5 hours that they play. Yeah, there's always going to be a shot after the whistle, or there's a hit out of bounds. Right? But okay, this all happens in every football game. It's just amplified because it's a rivalry. But it's the stuff that goes on before the first kick, and it's the stuff that goes on after the final whistle that annoys you. Now, I will say this, and I know I'm sure everybody's going to get all up in arms. The victory formation. I've never been in a game where somebody fires off in victory formation on the defense. And does it require a reaction like Colston Loveland had, where he gets in the face
of the headbutt?
Okay, headbutt, sure. Headbutt is no. I mean, he stuck his face in his face. It wasn't a "I'm going to hit you with my head and recoil." It was "I'm going to stick my face mask in your face mask and jaw a little bit," which we see after almost every NFL play.
Sure.
But okay, we don't have to get into who instigated what, because you fire off on victory formation. All right. To me, that was a little bro move. But then you can also be the bigger team and say, "Hey, scoreboard, we won," and walk away. You don't have to then escalate it a little bit more, which then escalates it a little bit more. And then all of a sudden we have a melee after a really good, clean game on both sides. Yeah. And I thought it was a credit to Jonathan Smith it was a credit to him on how he coached that team, how he had them ready to play in a rivalry game. And you could say out-coached, not out-coached. This isn't part of that conversation.
Sure.
Sherrone Moore, I thought he did a tremendous job of getting his guys ready to play in a rivalry game, because there's not two great teams playing.
No, there weren't. Okay, the little bro thing to me is cringy, okay? Now, as a Michigan fan, to hear that from you, to say like it's kind of played out, you kind of cringe at it and bristle at it. The rivalry has been intensely competitive. Like, I think it's 10-10 in the last 20 years. I think it's 6-4 the last 10 years now. My point is, it's gone back and forth. It's fairly competitive, this rivalry. The idea that...
Well, the last 10 years leading up to that game, you said it was 5-5.
5-5. Yeah, now Michigan takes the edge, which is what happens in a rivalry. It ebbs and flows. But the idea that Michigan, with the little bro comment, it's not accurate. The series is competitive.
Right.
And I think to me, it's
disrespectful. It's a level of disrespect that I don't like. And it's disrespectful to the game of football, to the rivalry. I don't like it. And I do like the fact that Colston afterwards addressed, "I shouldn't have said that." Now, it doesn't change it. He said it in the moment, especially after what happened after the final play. But I do like the fact that he tried to retract it later.
This was Colston Loveland. People have seen it, but Colston Loveland on the field after the game. "So the confines of the game, I know you don't like it, but firing out while there's seconds on the clock doesn't feel like a little bro move to me."
Okay, well, I'll ask you this. Go look at any victory formation
over the
last 20 years.
Greg Schiano's teams were famous for it. "We're going to play you until the final whistle." Okay. Tough SOB football, right? And it's a rival.
In my time at Michigan, in my 11 years of playing on the field in the NFL, in a victory formation, never had anybody fire off. Never.
But even if you do, okay, you can understand it. "Hey, we got to hold our water, get the knee down, end the game, and be done
sure.
with it." And I'm okay. There's a little hand fighting, jockeying that takes place there. The headbutt in and of itself, no one should be suspended over it. But he did. He did put his head in.
Sure.
And he initiated physical contact. To Sherrone's credit, he says, we don't need to be doing that stuff.
Right.
There's no fanning of the flames. You don't need to be doing that stuff. And then what is going on in the scrum after is hard to tell. I'll put it that it's hard to tell.
Doesn't look good.
I see Khalil Mullings in a compromising position. I can't definitively say he stomped on someone. I can say it doesn't look good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
I agree.
Don't put yourself in these positions because you don't like that they engaged on the kneel down. Like, you won. Go celebrate with Paulie B. He's back. He stays in your locker room.
Did you just call him Paulie B?
Paulie B. That's yours. Celebrate it.
Paulie B.
248-539-9797.
We going full initials on him? Yeah, let's go. Hey, PB.
We got a JP.
Yes, we do. Still not a nickname.
It's not. Okay, we want your reaction. First of all, little brother, is it played out or do you like it? Do you think that is very much still the dynamic and tenor of this rivalry? Do you worry at all about a D'Antonio 2.0, Jonathan Smith using it to tap into some extra energy for this rivalry? And of course, reactions to the game. It's 97.1.